The program we are about to present is a report on the gay liberation movement.
Betches Media presents.
Gay.
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 Gay and lesbian.
Homosexuals come together.
Twyla. Twyla. Twyla.
Everyone's gay.
Bless God and bless the gays.
Hi guys, have you heard about our first scripted comedy series? Betches Media is excited to present Under the Influence, a story of social media addiction through the intertwined stories of 8 influencers brought together by Influencers Anonymous. Armed with only their tiny blue check marks and tons of self-delusion, each influencer becomes the center of their own episode, revealing their backstory and what's really behind a popular Instagram handle. Who wrote it, did you ask? Oh, me. And who edited it, you ask? Oh, Brian. So if you like the podcast, you'll love the show. Head over to the Betches YouTube account, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you get new episodes every week. All right, so anyway, Brian, how are you?
You know, I am so happy.
You're so tired, bitch.
I know,
Calm down.
I'm so happy, and I'm just like living my best life, and I love everything.
Yeah, that has literally never been you, even on your happiest day.
No, I mean, there's, I guess, this thing that they say you can do is you can trick yourself into being happy and excited.
How?
By
Prozac.
Pretending. Yeah, you know, that's probably what it is. I missed that. I didn't take that step yet. But no, I'm fine. It's good. All good. I had my holiday housewarming party.
I know, I was there.
You were there. It was so fun, I thought.
I had so much fun.
Yeah, I felt like, oh, that was successful.
Yeah, it was so fun. Your whole family was there.
Mm-hmm.
Such a blast.
Mm-hmm.
I was drunk, but like just the right amount.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a great time.
We have so much wine left over. It was insane. It's insane. And like alcohol and whatever. And Antonio bought all this stuff and we were getting it and I was like, oh my God, I don't think we're going to be able to drink all this. And I was correct.
Well, amen.
I know.
Better too much than too little.
But now I'm just constantly drinking to try and get some closet space back.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why.
Mm-hmm.
It's to hang up your coat.
Yeah.
You have to drink the whole bottle.
Oh, no.
Did you do your Spotify?
Oh, yes, I did. I did my Spotify Wrapped.
2019, bitch.
I have it ready. I think I know who your number one is. And I think you probably know who mine is of the year.
I'm going to guess yours was Taylor Swift.
Yes, that's correct. I listened to 51 hours of Taylor Swift this year. Mind you, her album did not come out till late August.
That's a lot of hours.
That's a lot of Taylor Swift.
That's
I will tell you
that.
That's
a full work week.
Uh-huh.
Mine was...
Not for us.
Where does it say the hours?
Somewhere. If you like let it play out for a little bit, it'll say it at the bottom, I think. Yeah. You spent 51 hours listening to them.
Oh, wow. Let me see if I can go back. Do you know who mine was?
Lizzo.
Yes. Now let's see the hours. She's loading. 50 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look at
there
me.
There we go. Okay.
My favorite song was Cause I Love You.
Cruel Summer.
And then top artist, my other number two, Ariana Grande.
Okay. Who do you think my number two is?
Ariana Grande?
No, I always call her a gay icon.
Billie Eilish?
No.
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, okay.
Three was Ariana Grande. Then it was Billie Eilish. And then it was Rosalia.
Mine's Ariana Grande, Dua Lipa.
Oh, wow. That's surprising. I didn't know you were listening to her.
Number four is really out of left field.
Oh, okay. Should I try and guess it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it Taylor Swift?
No, she's number five, which I also don't know how she got on the list. I think it's because there's like two songs by Taylor Swift I listen to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one song by this person that I listen to a lot.
I have no
and
idea.
She got,
is it Billie Eilish?
It's Katy Perry.
Oh, which song is it? I guess it's
Never Really Over. Because yeah. I did like a lip sync to that.
Oh, okay.
So I was trying to learn it. And when it comes to music, I don't have any borders, is what it says.
You were genre fluid.
Ugh. I am genre fluid.
Except it was pop, number one, Latin, number two, which is interesting. Indie pop-timism. What the fuck does that mean? Pop standards and pop rock. Okay.
Mine is pop is number one. Hollywood is number two. I don't know what that means. Broadway is number three. Country is number four. And dance pop is number five.
My number one song was Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift. Number two was... Bad Guy, Billie Eilish. And then I think it was Pienso Tu Me Dar, that Rosalia song I'm obsessed with. Yeah. All pretty basic shit.
Mine, one, because I love you, Lizzo. Two, Seven Rings. Three, Boys by Lizzo. Four, Working Girls by Angel Hayes.
Oh, I was wrong. I was wrong.
And then five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten are all Lizzo.
Yeah, I'm Bad Guy number one, Seven Rings number two, Cruel Summer number three, Pienso Tu Me Dar, four, Bury a Friend. I didn't realize I listened to that much Rosalia and Billie Eilish, but I guess I do.
I know. I think something's wrong.
And then...
because mine, you discovered 148 new artists, but my best new artist was Billie Eilish, it says.
Yeah. And my artist of the decade? Gaga.
Where do you get to artists with the decade?
When did you start spot... Like it's after 2012. Keep swiping.
Hold on, I'll find... Oh my God, I listed 18,000 minutes. Where the fuck is it? This is so long.
It is
long. Here we go. We're finding it.
Is it Demi Lovato?
This is shocking. Oh, okay. This is my top artist in 2012.
Yeah. And then it'll say your artist of the decade.
Oh, that's so weird. My 2002 top 12 was Sarah Bareilles.
Oh.
My 2013 was Sarah Bareilles. My 2014, Lady Gaga. 2015, Lady Gaga. 2016, Sia.
That's a good one. That was her big year for her.
This is not right. I'm sorry. 2017 is Jessie Mueller.
Who the fuck is that?
She was in Waitress, the musical.
I mean, you probably listened to that a lot.
That one song, 2018, was Demi Lovato. That is fucking crazy. I'm sorry. I don't believe this.
2016, oh, my top artist in 2016 was Marina. And Reaper was my top song by Sia.
Mine too. My artist of the decade is also Lady Gaga.
Yay! Look at that. I mean, it makes sense.
What a world.
What a world.
Speaking of the world, what's going on in it?
So, Merriam-Webster comes out with a word of the year every year. And this year, the word is they, which I think is fun. It's great.
Would you look at that?
It's very nice. Apparently, the lookups, the searches for 313, the searches for they went up by 313%. And they said, English famously lacks a gender-neutral singular pronoun to correspond neatly with singular pronouns like everyone or someone. And as a consequence, they has been used for this purpose for over 600 years. More recently, though, they has also been used to refer to one person whose gender identity is non-binary, a sense that is increasingly common in published edited text, as well as social media and in daily personal interaction between English speakers. That's so nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What a world.
Mm-hmm. So, like, in 2018, it was justice. 2017, it was feminism. 2016 was surreal. Why was it surreal?
Because Trump won.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
2015 was ism. Like the whatever it's called, the end of the word, ism.
Yeah.
14, culture.
Oh, after Cardi B's baby.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
So sweet.
This story is really interesting.
About Elizabeth Smart?
Yeah. So,
yeah, I fucking was obsessed with Elizabeth Smart.
So, why
Smart.
Don't you just tell us who Elizabeth Smart is?
Okay,
Elizabeth
I Smart will tell you. Everyone knows who Elizabeth Smart
no,
is.
No, not everyone. Sometimes people need a refresher.
What year was it? 2002? Yes. Oh my God, I am a goddamn genius. So, Elizabeth Smart lived in Salt Lake City, was famously kidnapped through a hole in her screen that was cut. She was taken, held captive for 9 months, and then was found and saved.
Yeah.
And now she's like an advocate for a bunch of stuff and is like on things. But
so
she, I mean, it's if you don't know about Elizabeth Smart, you got to look that shit up. Because she like would carve in, they like took her out on the town, but dressed in things that you couldn't tell that it was her. And like not far from where she was taken from.
Because she was kidnapped by a man and his quote unquote wife.
Yes.
Who both of whom abused her.
Yes.
Sexually and physically.
And he was like a worker on their house. They were getting renovations.
Yeah.
And she like would write on the bathroom wall like Elizabeth Smart was here. Help me, whatever. But people like thought it was a joke. And to be fair, I have a friend that still to this day gets drunk and writes Elizabeth Smart was here in bathrooms. So it was fucked up then. It's fucked up now.
Yeah.
I guess it was more fucked up before they found her.
Yeah, definitely.
We weren't doing it but when they found her. Although maybe
in 2002?
She was.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
I was 12, so it checks were, out that my friend would be doing that
yeah,
even
you,
then.
Yeah, you were going out to bars when you were 12.
So anyway, her dad's a homo.
Yeah. So, okay. So apparently, her dad has come out as gay. He came out to his wife in December 2018 when she asked him if he was gay. So the wife straight up asked if he was gay. It was the first time he had said it out loud. So after years and years, he finally said, yes, I don't know how much longer would I have to go on. Then he told all of his kids. He has 6 children. She just filed for divorce in this past July. One of his quotes really stuck out to me.
Oh my God, I just read it. What the fuck?
I thought Elizabeth's ordeal was very difficult, but this one is more difficult.
Oh my, not for Elizabeth, I'm sure the fuck it's not.
What are you saying, man?
Oh my God, that is, no, that can't be, no, that's so fucked up.
He said him having to come out as gay was harder than his minor child being abducted and raped
over the course of 9 months. Oh God. No. What's his name?
What is this guy's name? His name, I only wrote down Ed Smart.
Ed Smart, you're not so smart anymore. Okay. Am I right? Dad. Got him.
Oh yeah.
That is crazy. And I hope that Elizabeth doesn't read that quote.
Yeah. I mean, that is just truly, truly wild. He went on to say that he believes he has experienced 2 miracles in his 64 years. The first occurred when Elizabeth, who was abducted from their home, was rescued after 9 months. The second was his decision to share his truth. Maybe just don't equate your daughter's abduction.
Yeah, you don't even have to be bringing that up. Have you ever seen the interview with Nancy Grace and Elizabeth Smart? It's amazing.
No.
Because it's like...
Does she read Nancy Grace?
Yes.
Because Nancy Grace is like crazy?
Because it's years and years...
Oh, I mean, we like her, but yeah.
It's years and years later.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like there to promote the new it's like fundraiser for abducted children and stuff. And she's there to talk about that. And Elizabeth Smart and Nancy Grace just keeps asking questions about when she was abducted. And so she would like say something about the charity, and then Nancy Grace would be like, but what was it like when he was standing outside your window? And finally she just like breaks and like reads Nancy Grace to filth.
And she's like,
I don't want to talk about this. Like, I'm done talking about this, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I love Elizabeth Smart.
She's very smart. She's a harpist.
Look at that.
I knew that about her. I did watch that docuseries about her. I thought it was interesting.
What a dream. I'm watching a new docuseries on Netflix, and I love it.
What is it?
It's called The Confession Killer. And it's about this guy that says he killed over 300 women. But what I'm assuming from watching the first episode is he didn't actually.
Okay.
He did it for attention in the 80s.
He told people he killed people for attention?
He told the cops. Like, he was, like, interrogated by over 1,000 cops. I think he killed, like, 2 people, but he said it was, like, 300.
Amateur hour.
But I'm only 1 episode in.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Should we talk about gay ASMR?
Yeah. Gay ASMR is apparently a thing. So ASMR is an acronym for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. I think we all know what ASMR is. It's like...
Yeah.
But apparently there is this subgenre of gay ASMR. I mean, I guess any ASMR by a gay person would be considered gay ASMR. But this is specifically homosexual.
It's so weird. This is weird. I don't like it.
There are 15 million... There's 50 million ASMR videos you can find on YouTube, and it's like a big portion of it. Some of the videos are... am I reading this? Oh, wait, yeah. Okay. There's 15 million gay ASMR videos on YouTube.
On YouTube. But some of them purport to be able to hypnotize the listener into reaching new heights of ecstasy. You know what else reaches you to new heights of ecstasy? Ecstasy. Others use noises like men sighing, kissing, or softly moaning as triggers. That I can understand.
Yeah. Many also like have some role play and degree, like, I don't know. And they can be a little very sexual in nature. So we actually have some examples of gay ASMR videos.
So we're going to play one if you pop a boner.
So the one that we're not going to play, there's like a genre of like ASMR sleepover with your gay best friend. No. Gay ASMR stood up by our girlfriends. ASMR top boyfriend after work cuddle. Should we play that one?
Yeah, let's do that. I need that.
What's going on? How was your day? Mine was the same. Yeah. But honestly, I wanted to come home and see you.
Aww.
Yeah, of course I did.
I love that he's a top because he's voice.
I'm skipping ahead.
It's just like something I really want to come home to.
Okay, next.
No, I want to hear if he gets sexual.
It doesn't get sexual, does it?
It must. It must.
And you never seem to let me down.
It's very enforcing.
I want to get to like the coming part.
I don't know if that happens. I think they're cuddling after we're cuddle.
What the fuck?
I don't even want to move.
I fucking hate them. Next.
Okay. Helping his gay boyfriend sleep ASMR. So this is someone, this is, I guess, you have to put yourself in this person's shoes.
Let me just relax into my arms.
Whoa.
I've got you handsome.
No, you don't. If you got me, I'm calling the police.
It's okay.
If someone was doing this next to me, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? I would be freaking out. Ew. Who sleeps going,
You worrying about something?
Yeah, this.
This is making me very worried. Okay. Gay kidnapping ASMR.
What?
So,
this is so rude. We just talked about Elizabeth Smart.
I know. The speaker has kidnapped you in this scenario. He describes himself as a secret admirer. So I'm just jumping right in.
Oh, I don't like this.
You're in my basement. Wait, I'm going to go back. What does that say?
You're in my basement.
I'm your secret admirer. You're in my basement. Just a fair warning. Thrashing around won't do anything.
Oh my god.
Ew, what?
For me, gives me such pleasure to see you even more helpless than you usually are.
Oh my goodness.
Next. Okay. I don't like it. That's fucking fucked up, whoever made that shit. Get a life. Don't do that to me, please.
Okay. So this one is called ASMR with my boyfriend. So this one is...
Ew, are they kissing?
Well, you have to find out. Okay, ready?
Play it.
Oh, what a nice material. It's cashmere. I love cashmere. It was very expensive. I'm going to grab your shirt and lean in for a nice peck.
Ew.
Oh, why is one of them wearing makeup and lipstick for this?
I think they're both wearing this.
Okay, I forgot to say this is like kind of a how to kiss video.
Oh, so thank you.
So that was a peck.
Oh, I never knew that was a peck.
Thank you.
That was also a pretty heavy peck.
Wait, hold on.
Thank you. This is like kind of a how to kiss video. So that was a peck. You have very soft lips. Thank you.
Go to fast forward. I want to see if they like get into hard tonguing.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And with no
foot massage.
No, that's not sex.
Oh God, the clicking.
I hate it. Let's try it.
Homo tingled. Oh wait, no, this one's called Pride Month ASMR.
What?
Hello everybody and welcome back to another video. So in today's video, in honor of Pride Month, I decided to do a gay video, and I have not done an LGBT+ video in quite some time.
Well, thank you.
This is just whispering. Like, ready? This is me talk. Ready?
The term ASMR is an acronym for autonomous sensory meridian response. It makes up a significant portion of the more than 15 million ASMR videos.
It's just whispering.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. They seem to be doing a lot of...
Yeah, I hate it. I don't like it.
I feel like that kind of freaks me. Like, I don't like when people are chewing. around me or like doing shit like that. I'm like, can you please tone it down a smidgen?
Yeah, no, ew, I don't want to hear kissing ever.
Yeah, so that's that.
That's despicable.
Yeah.
Let's play Cock It or Block It.
So Cock It or Block It ASMR. But wait, hold on. Brrr.
Block.
Okay,
block.
You're blocking it?
I'm blocking. Although, isn't there visual ASMR also?
Well, I
like
don't...
people watch like soap getting shaved and stuff.
But like with their...
Because that I'm here for.
Eyes open? Like how are you supposed to sleep?
Oh, is it for sleeping? I don't think it's always for sleeping.
Is ASMR not just for sleeping? Oh, it's just to like make you feel good?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Sometimes when I can't sleep, I watch videos. I can't. This is despicable.
But say it. You saw my face go...
Well, because it's... do you ever watch like Pimple Popper? Like,
oh, Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yeah, so it's like that, but it's like calluses getting shaved.
Oh my God.
But it's like satisfying.
I don't...
Not like in
understand
a sexual
that.
Way.
I know what you mean, but I do not... Like,
I don't know. It's like watching a bar of soap get shaved too. There's something about it.
I'm blessed in that I do not require... any help falling asleep usually. I just close my eyes and I fall asleep.
Yeah. He requires no help. Just weed and Xanax and a bottle of red. Yeah.
I mean, and also just like...
I'm like, I don't take sleeping pills, technically.
Yeah. They're for anxiety.
Yeah. I mean, I can't... It takes me hours to fall asleep every single night. So sometimes I wind up watching calluses getting shaved.
Oh my goodness gracious.
It's despicable, I know.
Star Wars.
Block.
Cock. I love Star Wars.
I don't.
Well, this whole Mandalorian thing is taking the internet by storm.
No, that little baby Yoda. What's his name?
Yoda.
Yoda.
Oh my God.
Everyone's like fucking coming all over Yoda and it's... I don't get it. I mean, I get it. He's cute.
He's a cute little baby.
But like...
It's a little ridiculous.
He's going to grow up to be Yoda, okay?
And then he dies. He just disappears into air. Sorry if that was a spoiler for anyone.
Yoda or the baby?
Yoda eventually dies.
Oh, well, so does everyone. I will too.
Yeah.
Nature docs.
I love nature documentaries.
Me too. I got Disney Plus while I used it, and they have so many documentaries.
National Geographic. I watched one the other day when I didn't know what to watch, and I was just like kind of like on my computer, on my phone, playing with my dog, and then I watched like some rams fight over a lady ram.
Yeah, I was watching the Disney made ones. I love, and they're all narrated by like random famous people.
Yeah,
there's one I watched, and it's Tina Fey is the narrator, and it's about these monkeys in India, and they have like a hierarchy and shit, and then they like go into town and steal from people.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Driving.
I love driving.
I hate driving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't mind it in like the very country, but Brian can drive. Like, it's actually very impressive.
Thank you. Yes. Tell
us why I put driving. Okay. Because he can drive like a 15 passenger van through rush hour traffic
and Manhattan,
downtown Manhattan, mm-hmm. without blinking an eye.
Mm-hmm.
It is very impressive.
I don't know what it is. Driving is so relaxing to me. Like, I zone out. And then I'm just like, not zone out, but like it like puts a calm and I like have like, I think what it is, I am very task oriented person. When I have a task that has a beginning and an end and I know what it is, I can like, I like love it. So that's what driving I kind of think is for me.
Yeah. I like it when I'm like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I used to all the time growing up, like go on like L rides. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Or like, so like I grew up obviously in like the suburbs of New Jersey, but it was also the biggest farm town in New Jersey. So like there's like mountains and shit and like lots of like just open land. And so we used to roll blunts and then just drive around in the farms. And I was always the driver. There was one period of time where I would, this doesn't really have anything to do with it. It's just basically me voicing all the illegal activities I used to do. At high school, I would park on the, before soccer, I would park on the side where the gym wasn't, like by the library. Mm-hmm. And so I'd always move my car to the gym parking lot. So after soccer, I could like whatever. So I would get in my car with a friend, smoke weed around the high school and then park it and then go to soccer practice.
See, I never smoked weed in high school. And that is my biggest regret.
Middle school, baby.
That and not getting a prescription to Adderall before high school. I'd be a fucking doctor.
Oh, I know, right? Oh, we did 4 Cock It or Block It.
I know.
We did an extra.
I know.
I also drove box trucks in Manhattan. Yeah. All right, guys. This is going to be a little...
I know. I'm feeling nervous.
I'm feeling nervous, too.
I wasn't feeling that nervous until literally right now, and now I'm feeling very nervous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're not doing a listener question today because we have a question for you. So a decision has been made, and since Chris has started, and more recently, we've been both just so caught up in video work, like taking up...
It's just been a lot going on. A
lot of video work. So it's been decided
that... And it's very... Yeah.
What? What are you going
to say? I'm just feeling sad.
Yeah, I'm very sad about it. So we only have a few more episodes left of Everyone's Gay as a podcast.
Yes.
And so this is, we have another one the following week and then we're basically finishing out the year. And then it's it's like a indefinite hiatus.
Yeah. And then it's nobody's gay come 2020.
Yeah. And then no one's gay.
No. Yes, I feel sad, and I know we have loyal listeners, and for them, I am grateful.
No, so this isn't a goodbye yet.
It's not a goodbye. It's a see you in a different way.
Yeah, so that's what we were talking about. We want to turn something into a video series, something with our Instagram, maybe something on YouTube, in story, what have you, maybe live shows, live events of some kind.
Yeah. We're too pretty for podcasting.
I think that's really what it comes down to, is that our faces need to be out there.
Yeah. So we want to do something weekly or bi-weekly where it'll be a video as opposed to a podcast.
But make sure you keep listening and don't unsubscribe, because whenever that is, the new thing starts happening...
There'll be an announcement.
We'll announce it on the podcast stream, so you'll get that, and then all the links will be in the description. But yeah, so we really wanted to, you know, outsource and see what you guys think, what you would want to hear, and also if you've been wanting to write us a listener question, make sure you do it, because we won't be able to answer it.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
So let us know.
And like Chris said, I feel really sad about it, just because, mostly because of the people who've written us such nice messages and been supportive through the whole thing and even halfway through or whatever. So
But unfortunately, this is the way of the world.
Yeah,
and we had a good run doing it this way, but we'll move on to greener pastures.
All things
we'll
must
do fun
end.
Things, and we'll still very much be.
Yeah.
Making content.
We're still on Betches all the time. I'm still going to be a host on the Betches Up podcast. Chris is going to be in so many videos. But we want to make sure we do something still, you know, for the community, for our community, and make content for them. But we're brainstorming and have some fun ideas. But, you know, I think you guys might know better what you want from us.
So who knows what the future holds, but...
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so will you.
Yeah. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. So make sure you email us your questions at gay@betches.com and any suggestions, and or you can DM us at Everyone's Gay. You can follow me at Brian Russell Smith. Oh, and Chris
at... You'll find me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
I accidentally just threw a pen at Chris.
See, we already hate each other.
That's basically why we're ending it, because Chris and I just cannot stand to be in the same room.
Unfortunately, we still have to work together every single day. But we love you, and we're not dead yet. We'll see you next week.
Betches.